Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Michael Steele Podcast. Yes, I am Michael Steele. So tonight, she is a nationally recognized political strategist, pundit, and writer. She is a longtime and frequent guest on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, CBS.com, CNBC, FBN, HLN, C-SPAN, and any other media that's out there that's offering and wants smart, sharp political insight and opinion. Sherry Jacobus is a lady I have known for a long time. She worked with me when I was a candidate, when I was a party official. She's all around good person. And she has founded an operation, which I really wanted to highlight. America Reads the Mueller Report. It's a 501c4 nonprofit organization that's raising money right now to produce and air a half-hour TV program with recognizable celebrities reading excerpts, key excerpts, folks, from the Mueller Report. And so you have to ask yourselves, have you read the Mueller Report? Could you summarize it without Attorney General Barr's help, by the way? Well, she's got an answer for that, and it's a real pleasure to welcome Sherry Jacobus to the podcast. Welcome, Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Good to be here, my old friend.
Yes, indeed. Like we go back a long way, and she folks was.
We put in some miles out in Western Maryland on my old car.
Oh my, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Oh my God!
That campaign.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. We did, and
yes, we did.
You still have this energy that is amazingly strong and very attractive. You've got a lot of folks working with you on a myriad of projects that I think are very important, because you're laying down some important markers in the time that we live in, and one of those markers is this particular project. Tell us a little bit about what America Reads, the Mueller Report, is about and what you're trying to do here.
Well, as you just noted, it's a 501c4 nonprofit. And, you know, we know that not everybody is on Twitter or social media. Some people aren't accessing podcasts. They're not online at all. And I don't think this is anybody's political base or a cult or anything. It might just be people who think they're informed, but they're not. They get their information from television or from snail-mailed newsletters, you know, Judicial Watch or whatever. And they aren't purposely being misinformed. And that's sort of the trick that a lot of people use. We know Russia played in that space, trying to misinform people in 2016. So we're not political. We don't want to offend anybody or take anybody to task for you know, maybe how they voted. We're not going to talk about voting or politics at all. But we are going to reach out to people who mainly watch TV and watch their local TV. So we're going to produce this half-hour program, as you noted, and it's going to have celebrities reading excerpts from the Mueller report. We'll have some clips of Mueller's own words in his press conference and his congressional testimony, but no political commentary. No one's going to tell you what they think it means or what you're supposed to think about that. It's just facts. And we have celebrities, a wide range of celebrities who are volunteering their time to do this. And many of them will really be recognizable to this particular target audience.
Right.
Again, these are people who, and we'll have some people who are going to tune in. Now, we're going to be buying TV time all over the country, literally hundreds of television stations, local television stations of all sizes, in as many states as we can. And we're going to do this over the coming months, the year, you know, just however long we can, as fundraising permits. You know, people are going to catch this, Michael, you know, when they're sitting around waiting for the big football game on Saturday.
Right, right.
This will come on in the half hour before or after their favorite game show or soap opera. So they're going to catch it, and other people will want to tune in. And we're hoping that, you know, we're going to be the tortoise, not the hare.
Well, that's interesting because there are a number of celebrity-oriented and other kind of programs that have focused themselves on the Mueller report. And what I think makes this one a little bit different is the whole local approach, getting it on local television so that people really have a way to connect to it in their sort of day-to-day environment. It's not that they have to go out of their way. They're, like you said, they're sitting there watching a baseball game, and this little infomercial in effect comes up and says, "Hey, did you know this?" And go through the whole thing. Is that the idea, or am I?
That is the idea. Mm-hmm. And also, there'll be some people who will be aware that it's coming, will be promoting that, and they might want to do some watch parties. And those are people who probably are already very familiar with what the report says, but they'll have an impact in terms of getting family members, relatives, and everybody interested in watching it. And my goal, and this may sound silly, but you know me, my goal is that, like, get around Thanksgiving time, when people are having those family Thanksgiving dinners with relatives that, get their information a different way, that everybody will be informed and there won't be as many fights across the turkey.
Because Lord knows the last couple of years there have been. There's a whole lot of turkey legs flying across the room at Thanksgiving time. So how much?
Well, and that's because people are operating from different sets of what they think are facts. You know, you can have an opinion and you can decide how you feel about something, and that's fine. We're all free to have our own opinion. But you're not free to have your own facts. And so we're just trying to make sure that we can have as many people as possible having those conversations over Thanksgiving dinner, operating on facts. And then you can have an intelligent opinion, and that's up to the viewer and the reader. And perhaps what we can do is prompt people to be interested in reading the whole report, and we'll provide information how they can download it or maybe order it from, you know, free government sources where you can get it, not somebody who's going to make a buck on it or has a foreword on it that might be opinion or misleading. And so that's all we're trying to do. Now, people know my political background and yours, and mm-hmm. probably know how I feel about things, but that's not what this project is. And I'm doing that out of respect for citizens, our fellow citizens, who really do have an interest in being informed, and maybe they've been targeted elsewhere or gotten some misinformation and don't even know that there's some dispute as to what, say, the version maybe that AG Barr gave them, and they maybe haven't heard other versions. So we're not going to give them versions of opinion. We're going to give them facts.
So
that's really all we can hope to do.
Well, let me ask you a hard question. Do you think people are really going to care? Do you think people really will care enough to want to know what's in the Mueller report? I get no one wants to read a 440-plus page document. Okay, I understand that, particularly if there's no sex, violence, or drugs involved. So, but of course,
we're not going to have that.
right.
Yeah, we don't have that.
You don't have
that. I can't promise that to you.
You cannot promise that. But what? How thin is that line between in this effort to capture folks who genuinely, this may be something I really want to see and get into and learn a little bit about, versus what? Why? Mueller's over. You know what I'm saying? How are you navigating
that space?
Well,
I don't think Mueller is going to be over. I think that we're going to be talking about different aspects of it for a long, long time.
Right.
And I think it's going to be, you know, we're going to be doing this for well over a year. It is the most important document of our time. And I think the people who write the history books will acknowledge that, and we're living it now. Look, you know, I can't tell people what they're going to think about something.
Right.
They may not care, but I think it's important they have information. And I think we also know that people, you know, you and I, we've been pundits, and we've gone on TV and radio, and we kind of mix it up with people. And, if you do that sometimes with regular folks, they go on the defensive and they feel like they have to take a certain position and defend it.
Right.
And then they kind of get dug in, you know, that grows roots. And that, and so I think this provides them with an opportunity to just operate on facts, and maybe they won't be so dug in, or maybe they will. I think what we're looking at are people who, again, they're not part of any base, or they're not activists, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't sit around and think about these things all the time. This is an important government document. It's theirs. And you just don't want anybody down the line saying, I wish I'd known more. We've seen clips of a woman who had no idea that, for example, that the Mueller report did not exonerate President Trump. Now, that's not a political opinion. That's not engaging in politics. That's a simple fact.
Right.
She had different information, and she was genuinely surprised. I believe that was at Congressman Justin Amash's town hall.
Right, right.
So, you know, there's really no reason for anybody to be misinformed. You can think what you want, and I can end up disagreeing with what what somebody might think and what their opinion is. But the point of this is just to make sure they're operating on facts. That's I'm hoping that. People will donate and help us out here.
Yeah, no. Well, we'll get to that part of it in a second. Because as I look at this landscape, particularly going into this political cycle, it is fraught with all kinds of peril, both domestic and foreign. And certainly, you know, I think a lot of us, particularly the political types who've run campaigns and parties and managed candidates and all of that, we're looking at this and see that this could be a very, very close election. And as we all know, you know, close elections are oftentimes won and lost at those margins. And if you've got a lot of other external forces that are going to also play at those margins, whether it's Russia or and Putin, Xi Jinping in China, or Kim Jong-un in North Korea, for that matter, how we sort of manage this process matters. And part of that is one of my things with the whole Mueller report is this is one of the if you will, founding documents of how we need to manage this process going forward. So people do, in my estimation, need to be informed and understand why things happened the way they did, what Mueller found out, what it means potentially. And you don't need to put a partisan lens on it. You don't need to wear, you know, a Trump hat or a, you know, Bernie Sanders hat, if you will, meaning the left and the right, to read this. It stands on its
own. That's right. And it also helps them. It will help them view the actions or inactions of their elected officials in a different way if they have the information. And they can wonder, why aren't we passing legislation that's going to protect our elections from Putin? Because, you know, a lot of that is in the Mueller report, the things that Putin did to interfere with our elections and really had impact. And we heard Robert Mueller say, and he's doing it now. So, you know, people need to understand that. So it's not just the big focus. It's right there at home. So they can keep a close eye on the people who work for them, you know, their elected officials.
Right,
so
right.
They are all informed and hold them to account. And that's, I think it's really important. And I think history is going to show that we're doing the right thing. I'm just one little effort here. We got a couple people helping us out. You know, Roland Martin. Roland Martin, he likes this project, just like you. He's been real active pushing it. He likes this project. And he knew that we're trying to raise this money so we can produce this piece in L.A. We've got, you know, these celebrities that are lining up doing it for free. But, you know, you got to pay crew. You got to pay staff. You got to get it done. And so Roland scored us free studio space and free equipment.
Nice.
And that has helped out a lot. So we're in a position now where we also have the head of talent at one of the big talent agencies helping us get some of this talent. We've got some on our own. I have people who saw us talking about this on Twitter, you know, some celebrities contacting me privately. Can't name names yet, and won't do that till we have everything locked in because of schedules. But it's just been amazing how interested and easy to work with people have been and how eager they are to help. So we're in a position now where just to produce this, It looks like we got, you know, our one day there, waiting to get in some numbers. So we got everything lined up for one day, but we got that studio for two. And the more, if we can get that second day, if people will start donating on our GoFundMe.
So how do, how do they do that? What's the, how do people?
You can go to GoFundMe.com and you'll find America Reads the Mueller Report, and we're right there. And this is going to help us because, again, we got that studio time, and the more we can hold on to that crew, that big crew, or not that big a crew, during that day, we can get more and more of these celebrities in. So it's GoFundMe.com/F/AmericaReadsTheMueller Report. But if you just go to GoFundMe, or you can find me on Twitter, and it's right there in my profile. There's a link. So it's at Sherry Jacobus on Twitter, C-H-E-R-I-J-A-C-O-B-U-S. So we're up and running. Kind of been at it for a couple months, but you know these things take time. But now we're just about there, and it's very exciting. And again, what Roland Martin has done for us has been terrific. And you having me on here to talk about it, and you know letting people know on Twitter that we're doing this, and we're almost there. So this is real now. Before it's a concept, you know, we knew it needed to happen. We knew that we needed to get to as many of our fellow citizens as possible. And you know, we're looking now at a group that's, again, they're not on Twitter. They're not online. They're not looking at online videos. And but they deserve to be paid attention to as well. They don't have to be in the dark about the facts. So that's what we're doing.
Well, it's America Reads the Mueller Report. And as Sherry just noted, go check it out. Drop a few coins at GoFundMe.com, American, and look up America Reads the Mueller Report, or track it on Sherry's Twitter feed at Sherry Jacobus. It's a real treat having you on. I'm behind this, folks. I'd like you to get behind it too. Again, this is not partisan. It's not political. It's just straight up sheer education, giving folks a chance who otherwise wouldn't have access to the Mueller Report, wouldn't necessarily have the time to sit there and read 400-plus pages, to take a quick 30 minutes to have some key elements of from the report put in front of them so that they can use that God-given talent of knowledge, reason, and understanding to figure out for themselves exactly how impactful all of this is for them and our country. And I appreciate Sherry Jacobus and her leadership in pulling this effort together.
Thanks, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, that about does it for this one, folks. It's been a real treat having everybody on board today. Don't forget, you can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts on. Do the download thing. I love it. It's all good. Trust me. And certainly you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Steele. This is the Michael Steele Podcast. Peace, love, and we're out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.